This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Travis Credit Union's very own Kevin Miller. He's here talking about the digital innovation to improve the digital experience, what they've gone through recently in a recent digital upgrade. Really good stuff here from Kevin, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, look who we have in our virtual studios, Mr. Kevin Miller from Travis Credit Union. You're right up the road from me, Kevin. I think you're up in... Is it Central California you're in? You guys
Northern
are
California, yeah. Northern based California. In Vacaville. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, okay, right on. Have you guys been getting the rain that, that's been making all the news?
We have. It's, I think, you know, it's on one hand, you know, in California, you always need the rain. Then it's a question of how much at what time. So exactly. we're keeping a lot of tabs on and making sure everyone kind of, if they get a lot, they're doing okay, as there's been some power outages, as you know. And I know Southern California has been way more impacted than Northern at the moment. So hopefully they'll get through it okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm in San Diego, and it's just, it's been raining for like 3 or 4 days straight, and we got two more to go. So get out your lifeboats.
That's right.
Anyway, we'll leave that stuff to the Weather Channel. Hey, let's talk a little about digital innovation and what's going on at Travis in this respect, because obviously we are all so well immersed in digital, and I find it interesting. A lot of times digital means different things to different people. And I want to start out the conversation. What does digital mean to you guys at Travis? Because I mean, it can be a broad term, but specifically, what does it mean to you guys at Travis?
Absolutely. And I think we're evolving, right? I think with most organizations, it went from a channel only view, right? Online banking, initially it was online banking and then mobile, right? They were actually two separate experiences. Yep. Now we're really talking about what is the journey of the member when they're in a non-physical interaction model, right? So it's that, and then how do they complement each other? Because what all the data shows is you want a mix of you want digital or you want the mobile experience, but you want there to be a human element of it.
Exactly.
And then there's this question of what does that look like? So that doesn't mean replicating physical environment to digital, because people tried that and it's a really clunky process. So I think like everybody else, we're going through this journey of what does a physical digital model look like? Mm-hmm. Where are the human points that our members value the most? And then how do we kind of interject them into the process? So you know, I think we're in the beginning part of our journey on working through this. Last year was a big year because we took our first big step with launching a new digital banking platform, but it's just the beginning. We've got a lot more work to do.
Yeah, it's definitely a journey indeed. And I find that we've been on this great big old pendulum, because during the pandemic, obviously, we had to do everything digital. Yeah. So the pendulum was way over here. And now I think we're kind of finally getting back into the middle. Like you said, we're trying to mesh the human with the digital and see how it works. So I think we're kind of working that out right now, as well as you guys right now. So how do you guys approach digital innovation differently than other credit unions? And what's the why behind that?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say we've quite figured out our secret sauce, but I think the thing we have started with is like whether you call it use case, member problem, like what is it we're trying to solve? So in our case, our body of work last year came from, we did member research and they said, we don't love your current experience. And so that, and we, you know, did primary research, secondary research, we looked at features, you know, all of these things. What are really the common pain points? And for us, it was, let's tackle that first. Because I think one of the problems we're all run into, and I'm just as guilty as everybody else, everybody wants to chase the next shiny idea. But the reality when you're managing your money is the fundamentals matter so much more than you can ever imagine. When you do member research and you ask, what are the top two or three things you want from your financial institution in a non-physical environment? It's, I want to be able to log in easily. I want to be able to check my balance, be able to move my money and pay a bill.
Yep.
And it's interesting, over the last 10 years, those haven't moved a ton. They've maybe rank ordered a bit, but we get caught up in, we need 50 new features. And what the member's saying is, you don't get to offer the new cool features until you do the basics really, really well. So for us, it was all about, we have got to get the basics really, really solid. And then you're invited to the dance to talk about more, right? And so that's been kind of our logic, is let's really get the fundamentals. And then, you know, I know we'll talk about it a bit later. You can start to see the value of what happens when you do that, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our iterative approach, is you know, don't let better get in the way or good get in the better way of kind of best. Like, yeah. But like, we just got to keep going, get the flywheel moving. Mm-hmm. And from that, there's just tons of goodness that comes out of that process.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that philosophy. Get the fundamentals down pat, and then you can go on to the bigger bells and whistles for sure. And so what have you guys learned, you know, during your recent digital upgrade that you just talked about? What have you guys learned there, and how did it go?
So I think we did the project different than we probably ever have. And part of it is the magnitude of the change, right? You're touching your entire member base. And so for us, a couple of things occurred. The first is oftentimes I love speed just like everybody else.
We all love
speed.
The
challenge often when you're doing a large new implementation of a platform is you parallel path the contract work and the expectation work with the implementation work. And the problem often is, and this is where there's that weird conflict between being agile and then getting your ducks in a row. And mm-hmm. there's this, you know, natural tension. In our case, we spent the fall of 2022 in the nitty gritty of what services are we signing up for? What are the minimums? What are the criteria? What are the SLAs? And we did all of that pre-work. So when we flipped into 2023, so for us, from contract signing to execution was under a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're able to do that is we spent a ton of energy at the beginning going through all of the nitty-gritty, getting very, very clear as a leadership team on what exactly are we delivering? What's the minimum viable? What's better than minimum viable? And then what comes after that? So that's kind of the first thing I think we did different for us. The second one is then, what structure do you put in place to make sure the enterprise is ready to support this kind of change?
Okay.
So the way we think about it is, when you're driving change, it's a on step one, it's a disruption for the member. It's also a disruption for our employees, which we call team members. So our goal in those events is what you want. If you're a member and you interact with us, you want to interact with somebody who is competent and confident. Because if we all have had this, right? You've been at a checkout register sometime and the team member at a, let's say, a grocery store is talking about the new system and how poorly it's gone. That isn't mm-hmm. demonstrating confidence. In this case, we're dealing with money, the trust business. If I don't have trust, we don't have a business.
Got that right.
So for us, it was all about building this kind of integrated model of how do we roll things out? What's the feedback loop? What's the training loop? What's the triage loop? So that when things went wrong, and they do happen,
mm-hmm.
we responded very quickly mm-hmm. with grace. And so that had a lot of goodness. So as an example, we had our controller war room set up to make, you know, when you do a big conversion,
mm-hmm.
we assumed it would be running for 30 days. The end of 2 weeks, we were able to shut it down. It's because, right, we had done all of the pre-work to figure out if it goes wrong, what right. do we do?
Okay.
It doesn't mean we got it all right, but it right. means that you've done the homework to figure out, mm-hmm. is the team member ready? Are all of our other channels ready? So we had extra staffing everywhere. And we had the benefit, because we're a credit union, we got to talk to other credit unions who had implemented the same project, right? So that, you know, people helping people, really, we got to learn best practices. And then my favorite part is we got to pass our best practices on to the credit unions who were launching that platform right after us.
Awesome.
So that's kind of our method of the madness, was a lot all about the pre-work. The pre-work defined what we were doing, what we were delivering, what was the non-negotiables, and that really drove a successful implementation with a good readiness plan.
Yeah, that's, oh, what a great lesson to learn, for sure. And the other thing, as you were talking, I'm thinking about perfection. This is such a kind of a polarizing topic, but do you wait for perfection to launch something, or just the exact, I'm glad you mentioned
that. And for us, you know, so our kind of step was, can we address the major pain points in our current experience, and can we get parity with the experience or one better?
Mm-hmm.
And that was different for us, because normally we're all guilty, right? Oh, and we can add this feature and that feature. And the problem is that you're constantly changing scope throughout the project, and that introduces extra risk to the project. Whereas at the beginning, we were able to lock down. Now, there were moments, as you know, with any of these projects where along the way, you have to make a decision on, hey, this isn't going to go the way we think it is.
Yeah.
Are we willing to push and get it figured out, or does it get de-scoped as a fast follower? But for us, it was clarity at the beginning around exactly what it is we had to deliver, what we were willing to trade off on to basically push the deliverable date, which we ended up not doing. But that was really our trade-off, because the problem is there's always the next thing you want to go add.
Exactly.
And the issue is that in our case is that the only person we're letting down is the member, because the fundamental issue or the opportunity is the basics, and they're not getting the basics the way they expected. So once we do that, then we win the license to iterate faster and faster. And that's kind of been our journey. And that works, you know, I think for us, it has worked well.
And that gets you closer to perfection. I mean, nobody, and there's no perfect product. Yep. I mean, this thing's been out for, you know, many years, and it's not perfect. So yeah, so I get it. And I love that philosophy as well. And that's a great segue to the next question, because you kind of alluded to it earlier, but how are members driving the Credit Union's action plan when it comes to digital innovation? Because it sounds like you guys are really in tune with what your members need, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think we've spent a lot of energy and we'll continue to spend a lot of energy on getting voice of member. We, of course, do NPS surveys, interaction model surveys, but when it comes to features and functions, you know, for us, it's been really going back and saying, do we have a clear, what segments are we serving? What, you know, segs or member segments? And then are we actually asking those audiences what exactly it is their pain point or their aspiration? I think the other thing we're learning, and it always was true in the digital space first, is we historically have defined products as checking and savings, but that our members, you could think about it, you know, mobile is a product or a feature. So I think it's going to help us evolve. And part of what you're seeing in the landscape, it's really what you see from the neobanks, is they've productized all the other features, right? And I think that's, you'll see it going into 2020, later 2024, 2025, is we'll start to productize more of these features, because in essence, what our members are really asking for is, you know, help me understand my money, help me understand my budgeting, you know, help me understand movement of money. So we've got some work to do in that respect to really provide insight and then provide value. And I think if we do that, it enables us to think about the value proposition cycle a little bit differently.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. It's always good to keep in tune with your, and you guys are doing that brilliantly, it sounds like. So, and kind of closing out here a little bit here, what advice do you have for other credit unions? Because again, earlier you alluded to collaborating with other credit unions who have done this before, and even collaborating with credit unions who are about to embark on this type of stuff, kind of passing on that wisdom that you guys have learned and that you've learned from other folks. So what advice do you have for other folks out there that have been through or about to go through a digital upgrade?
Yep. So I think, you know, part of it will depend on your risk appetite. For us, one of our philosophical items going into the project was, we can't be the largest client on the platform.
Yeah.
Right? Because we can't afford, we have 250,000 members. We can't afford to be the training ground. That's not an expectation of us for our members. So we had a lot of philosophical discussions at the beginning. So I would say, you know, talk to all your vendor partners, talk to your other credit unions. You can understand why they went a specific direction. It's not right or not wrong. It depends on who you're serving.
Right.
But I think really do as much pre-work as possible, then get all into your implementation plan to figure out, assume something is going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on point? How does it work? What do you do? It doesn't mean that everything will go perfect, but at least then you've done everything you can to try and troubleshoot kind of the green path, the happy path, the unhappy path. You know, it provides a much better experience, not only for the member, but the team. You know, in our case, when we launched the new solution, we saw year over year, shifting from one platform or another, we saw a 12 percentage point increase in people enrolling in the new platform.
Wow. Okay.
So like that's huge year over year shift.
Yeah,
and then in the use of desktop versus mobile, and that was one of our gaps, was that experience.
Mm-hmm.
We saw an 11% increase in the use of the mobile capability. And so, you know, we went in with clear metrics and, you know, you think you know what the metric is, and then you see what actually happens. But in our case, if we delivered it the right way, we responded when there were issues, the team, the morale of the team was fantastic going through the experience. And then you're seeing these great, and interestingly enough, for people who are starting to use the new platform, you would normally think that lift, that 10 to 12% lift, that it's all new members. We saw a very large number of existing members enroll on the new platform for the first time.
Nice.
So, you know, that was kind of our method of the madness, is, you know, a lot of discipline at the beginning, have a good integration plan, what works, what happens if it goes well or doesn't go well, mm-hmm. and then be clear on the definition of success. Like, what is the definition of done? What did we say we're going to do? Did we do it? Mm-hmm. And then you celebrate, right? When it goes well, like, you got to make sure you pick people back off. It's a really big project, as you know.
No doubt. And but the other thing is, it's like owning a home. It's never done. There's 100%. Always
something. Yeah, we're already on to the next thing, right? Exactly. We're already... Later this year, we'll make some changes and we'll enhance our account opening platform. And then we're going to add new personalization features towards the end of the year. Like, we're just getting going. Mm-hmm. For us, this was the foundation building block that you had to get done first to do the other stuff. Back to you got to go to the fundamentals.
Yeah. I love how you keep going back to the basics, the blocking and the tackling. So yeah, get those down and then you're off to the races for sure. Hey, before I let you go there, I understand that you all finished an analysis of channel trends, branches versus online. Yeah. Can you share a couple of insights real quick that you guys discovered?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've seen is, like most organizations, so let's go, pandemic and then post-pandemic, right? So what we saw is, like everybody else, during the pandemic, everything shifted to ATM and kind of the digital mobile platform. There was a normalization post the pandemic where people, there are many services that we provide that actually the face-to-face model is the preferred model. And so mm-hmm. I would say we saw a normalization of branch interactions coming out of the pandemic, whereas some of the larger institutions, the bigger banks, have seen more precipitous declines. We've not seen the massive decline. We've seen a slow roll down. About 25% of our members on a given month, quarter, use the branch. Mm-hmm. And so it's still hugely important. What we have seen is when it comes to making deposits, the ATM and your remote deposit capture on your mobile device continue to see a nice uptick. So mm-hmm. that kind of historical, whether it's 60-40, 50-50, 40-60 mix, we've seen the benefit of that. And then, as I've alluded to, we've seen a rapid increase in those who have never used our digital banking solution before start to actually enroll and use it. And then we've seen the mobile app capability dramatically increase in terms of usage, which makes a lot of sense because our whole life, we use our phones for everything, right? It's typically mm-hmm. the first thing you look at in the morning. You don't say good morning to your spouse or partner. You look at your phone. That's typically what happens. So we're seeing, as we're bringing up the right solution to market for them, we're seeing the benefit of that. So that's kind of how we've seen this shift.
Okay.
I expect going into next year, we'll see, contact center or call center volume continue to normalize as we're able to address more feature functions. We're able to take some of those things out of the traditional VRU, have to talk to an agent, and move those more into the mobile environment for self-service.
Yeah.
And we'll do that kind of in a thoughtful way that works for our members.
Yeah, empowering the member for sure with all the great stuff out there. Good stuff. Anything else to add, Kevin, before I let you get back to work here? This is fantastic stuff. So many cool takeaways. All right. So yeah, we're...
No, totally. Appreciate the time. It's always a pleasure to connect with you.
All right. Well, all right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Thank you again, Kevin, and congrats on a successful digital upgrade. And again, this is something that's a never-ending journey that we're all on these days, and you guys are right there in the middle of it. But congrats on the success so far. And I look forward to having you back on. This was wonderful. This is awesome.
Would love to.
Great conversation.
Thanks again.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.